Hello and welcome back to the Performance Physique Podcast. This is the place where we discuss everything track and field, training, science, and to be honest, a little bit more and everything in between. My name is Arj and I am your head coach and your host. And this week, I really want to discuss something slightly different. For the past few weeks, we've been discussing other people and other events. And today, I want to talk about me. It's all about me. Okay, more specifically, about my journey at the Birmingham 10K run. The Great Birmingham 10K run took place last Sunday. And yes, I went out and did a little trot. Now, many of you probably don't know that I toyed with the decathlon. I don't know how you manage that, whether toying with a decathlon, that beast, is quite possible. But I did, several years ago, attempt to find myself completing or training to be a decathlete. Back then, that was 2012, 2013, maybe up until 2014. Back then, obviously, I was running regularly. The events obviously were shorter than 10 kilometers, but I was pretty fit and managed to get around the track all right. Since then, I found it quite difficult to get back into my running. And one of the major causes of this is the fact that I ruptured my Achilles. And this has lingered around for several years, but last year, so 2018, I dropped a lot of weight and surprise, surprise, the Achilles loved it, and I actually got back into running. And last November, I actually clocked a 21:35 5K. None of you should even blink at that. It's not fast. I know that. However, for me, where I am, I'm happy with that. So with training going quite well, and the fact that my wife, Kate, regularly signs up to participate in the Great Run events in Birmingham, whether that was the half marathon or the 10K, I decided that I would join her and we could do it together, complete the Birmingham 10K and smile and then go and grab a beer as all good runners do. That's not a must, by the way. Don't feel like you have to drink beer if you're a runner. Anyway, like so many people, many of your friends, probably you yourself, setting a target, focusing your training because of entering an event like this is brilliant. It really, really does help drive your mind, your physical goals, everything towards one particular achievement. Unfortunately, over the period of Easter and just a little bit before, my workload was just too high. Training runs started dropping and then I was ill. And then following the illness, I actually picked up a little calf niggle. And it'll be truth to be told, I was not in great running shape heading into this 10K. Now, I did manage to go running. So it wasn't like I was one of these individuals that did no training and turned up and ran. I'm not claiming anything like that. I was actually managing to get a couple of runs in each week with some of my private clients. So basically going out for a 3.5, a 4K run twice a week, and then maybe getting an extra run trying to keep pace with Kate if I could manage it. And yes, it did the trick. I still managed to show up on Sunday at the start line at the event. Now, we knew straight away that the plan was that we would not wait for one another. It's always agreed, Kate's competitive, I'm competitive, we're quite switched on, let's not ruin each other's day, week, hopefully not month, by the fact that we ran and tried to complete the race at each other's pace. I certainly wasn't going to try and do that because I had a good feeling that Kate was going to beat me, and spoiler alert, she does beat me. Anyway, I want to talk about the fact that many of us get caught up in the fact that we do this training or we've got these previous achievements, and then we turn up for a race, a turn up for an event, and we don't perform at our absolute best. I understand this. I understand how difficult it is to get back into a sport, particularly running, knowing how good you once were, and then not observe those times, those performances. To really put this in perspective, back in May of 2008, so that's over a decade ago, I went out on a run. Now, I want to emphasize how random and how unplanned this run was. I just ran, I took a turning, I ran again, and I kept running. I even stopped actually thinking about it. I stopped on a roundabout to do some press-ups because, I don't know, that's what Rocky did. Rocky Balboa was probably in my head and thinking, yeah, this is probably what Rocky would have done, so I'm gonna do it too. Anyway, I did have GPS. This was early days of running GPS. And during that 19 kilometer run, I clocked a 5K split of 16:40, a 10K split of 37:04. And this wasn't a race. This wasn't even a training run. And those times were not only my personal bests, they're still my personal bests today. And I didn't even take any notice of them back then. I was just going out on an evening run. There were probably a few intentions behind that evening run, but you're gonna have to get to know me a little bit more before I talk about them. Anyway, I'm gonna admit straight up that it is very, very unlikely that I will ever get close to those kind of speeds again, particularly if I don't drop 7+ kilos. So for you guys in the States, 15+ pounds. This doesn't mean though that every run I do from now on is a failure. Please, you know, don't tell me it is. But what I want to tell you is that even if you were a fantastic junior athlete and now you like to run around your work schedule, it doesn't mean that you have failed in your running journey or your sports journey, not at all. I talk to and witness so many people competing at these mass participation events. I just like to say right now, my cat has just barged the office door open. No appreciation for the fact that I'm recording. Anyway, let's get on. Let's carry on. She's in charge here, obviously. She's looking at me furiously right now. Back to the point at hand. I see so many people that end up disappointed that they took part in this event where so many others were running and they didn't get a personal best, a personal record. Now, obviously, as a competitive coach, PBs and performances are really, really important. But events like the Great Run, these big time events, aren't just about times. It's about so, so much more. There's a sense, there's a feeling in the environment, in the air, in the groups of people huddling underneath shops as the rain comes down or in cafes, that really does make this event so, so important and so special. And that's the same for so many events around the world. Now, I'm not really focusing this on the elites. The elites is a completely different capture, so don't confuse my message. But with us, perhaps even the weekend warriors, we have to appreciate that we're getting out there on weekday evenings, weekday mornings, weekends, whatever, and training because we want that sensation of training. We want to go through a little bit of difficulty maybe and progress. We're pushing through the difficulties in our running. We're pushing through the issues we have at work, or just getting some headspace by going out for a 5 or a 10K run, whatever it is that suits you. Now, I want to remind you, and it's your job if it's not you, but you have a friend or family member or a client who is suffering like this, is that you are running this event or just running in general or training in general for so many other purposes. Yes, physiological benefits exist, but mental, psychological benefits are so, so evident as a result of running and exercise. Sometimes things won't pan out as you had hoped or planned, and that's acceptable. We have to agree to that. Don't get hung up on the fact that you haven't run your PB. Obviously, if you're training and you're following a program that someone's built for you, maybe you're following a program that I've built from you, hopefully, at that point, the chance is that if you've been working up to this event, things will go to a degree in the right direction, and hopefully you will get a season's best. And this is something I'll probably talk about in the coming months, but season's bests are something I discuss passionately with our adult athletes in particular, rather than focusing on personal bests. I definitely talk about it to myself about my own performances, because let's be honest, am I going to run 16:40 for a 5K as a man that's over 95 kilos? I'm not so sure. Maybe you've got more faith in me. Anyway, to bring this back to my starting point, we turn up to the Birmingham 10K and there are hundreds of people around. It's cool. I question the route that they've chosen. I really do. And although my wife Kate didn't mind it, I really, really felt that the course was just too much, too undulating, going from incline to decline. And we're not talking shallow things. We're talking quite substantial changes too regularly throughout the entire 10K. There was barely a flat. And that's difficult. So a little bit of constructive feedback to Great Run. I'm sure they had loads of logistical issues that they had to get around. There are lots of events going on in a big city like Birmingham. I appreciate that. So constructive feedback is definitely what they want to hear. And maybe we'll see a fresher route next year. But I really, really feel the energy at these sorts of events, and I want to help. So if anyone is listening from the Great Run, organizing an event, I want to help create a buzz, create an atmosphere and support on the sidelines. I didn't see enough of that this time round. At the Birmingham Half Marathon, I sure did. It was fantastic. Particularly on the second half of that race, you really felt the support. And unfortunately, this time round, from probably 3 kilometers onwards, it was quiet. It was really quiet and there needed to be more. So anyway, that's a little post-it note hung up there for you guys at Great Run. Now, when you're actually running, a lot of us spend so much time clock watching. It's a skill, it's important. I love metrics, I love data. That's how I work as a coach. But what happens when that technology breaks? It's happened to me. It happened to me even. So my watch didn't start for the first 0.75 of the kilometers. So for almost 10% of my run, I didn't have a watch to give me feedback. And this is the reason I love pacing runs. It's really, really important that we begin to understand, and this is pro tip here, we begin to understand what it feels like to run at a particular pace. Now, don't get me wrong, I did get caught up a little bit in running with the runners around me. I was in the second wave, so they're pretty good runners. I think it was 40 minutes was the mark or so. But I understood how I was gonna run. I understood how I should feel during that run. I also, at this point, understand how adrenaline affects. So I could account for all these little things, but the main thing was that I kept calm and then basically looked out for the physical markers. I saw the 1K sign coming up. At this point, luckily, my watch had begun and I noticed that when I crossed the 1K marker, my watch was on 0.25. And this gave me three benefits. You won't believe it, but I took three positive things from this. The first being that I could basically check my pace based on the distance that I had truly covered. So I now had an idea of how I felt in comparison to what the watch said. Secondly, I found my running rhythm past the halfway point, and this allowed me to kind of forget or ignore any pain or challenges, particularly on this undulating course, by doing maths. I always used to do this, but I did maths in my head to calculate my pace and expected time based on my watch being 700 meters or 750 meters behind. This was a great diversion of my attention. And then lastly, it forced me to enjoy the run. Immediately, I felt a sense of pressure had been released or lifted from me, that actually, I can't monitor everything exactly as I want to now. I'm gonna listen to my body and I'm going to make a conscious effort. Don't get any other ideas. I am going to make a conscious effort to push hard, but I wasn't gonna get downhearted by the fact that maybe on an incline, after halfway, where the incline's 600 meters long, and it felt like that, it probably was actually, I trust myself. But when the incline is that long, that I was 3 seconds off target pace. I'm not gonna get hung up on that. I'm just gonna run, and I'm gonna run hard, and I'm gonna enjoy the run, the event. And it was. And I've gotta be honest, seeing the other Friday night track club runners, if you don't know what Friday night track club is, you need to go to performancephysique.co.uk/FNTC. Press the enter key or whatever phone you're using, press return and go check it out. But this is our running crew, and it was so cool to see so many of my crew doing well in their runs. And this is at this point where I realized that I truly am a coach through and through. Yes, I've been coaching for 15 years, but there's always been the aspect of that I run and I coach, or I train and I coach. It was here that I was like, yes, I'm seeing my athletes, I'm seeing my runners, I'm seeing the club runners go and perform. And what was amazing is that three of them actually achieved really good PBs, massive PBs, and that makes me feel awesome. It's not obviously down to me, but it does make me feel so happy to see it. And then the fact that they came back to cheer me on in that last kilometer was amazing. The team spirit, the community that we have. And this is what I'm getting back to, is that I was a good runner. Not great, good runner. I ran 52 minutes, 52:45 I think it was, for that 10K. That's actually 2 seconds faster than the last time I did that 10K. It sure didn't feel faster. And it is miles and miles off from my PB of 37 minutes. Am I upset? No. Am I discouraged? No. I know my next steps. I know where I want to go. I want to go sub 50. But you need to take positives from these big events. Look forward to them, enjoy them, and engage them. And again, have a focus, have a target, have a structured plan. If you're unsure, you've maybe just done a running event, or you want to get back into running and you're not sure how to, then we've just launched 7 days of running. It's a free running challenge where you get 7 days worth of coaching. There's no catches, it's completely free. I'll direct you to my website, performancephysique.co.uk, and then you'll be able to see the pop-up which talks about the running challenge. And if you can't, then drop us an email. But I want you all to remember that you are running for an enjoyment, and performances will come alongside that enjoyment. Now, enough from me. You've been listening to the Performance Physique podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so drop us an email at info@performancephysique.co.uk. Hit us up on Twitter, which is Perform Physique, or Instagram, which is @performance_physique. I want to hear from you. Make sure you train hard. Enjoy your weekend. My name is Arj. Thank you.